Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this second Sunday of the Kingdom season. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and praise of our Heavenly Father. Today we commemorate Remembrance Sunday, when we remember before God those who have given their lives in the cause of peace and justice. And we pray for those who today are fighting to establish the peace for which Christ died in the world. As we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the Triune Majesty. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule. Grant this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Reading from the book of Job. Oh, that my words were written down, or that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock for ever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, my eyes shall behold, and not another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 17. Incline your ear to me, O Lord, and hear my words. Hear my just cause, O Lord, attend my cry. Give ear to my prayer from free of deceit. From you let my vindication come, let your eyes see the right. Incline your ear to me, O Lord, and hear my words. If you try my heart, if you visit by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. Incline your ear to me, O Lord, and hear my words. As for what others do by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. Incline your ear to me, O Lord, and hear my words. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Saviour of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Incline your ear to me, O Lord, and hear my words. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by word, spirit, or by word or by letter, as though from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits of salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose he called you through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is high above all the nations, and his glory above the heavens. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall carry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, "Those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This week, on the second Sunday of the Kingdom season, we commemorate Remembrance Sunday. Today we remember and honour all those who have given their lives in the service of their country, in the cause of peace and justice. Today we still see armed conflicts taking place around the world. War still rages in the Ukraine, and the civil war in the Sudan continues. Thankfully, we are beginning to see signs of hope for some sort of peace in Jesus' homeland. But tensions and the risk of further violence remains high. These conflicts are, sadly, the consequences of the inability of human beings to solve their differences peacefully. The Kingdom of God, which we celebrate throughout this month of November, is a kingdom of peace and love, a kingdom of truth and righteousness, a kingdom where all have a place and all are valued. There have always been those who have rejected God's values of love and peace, those who seek to impose their own will on others, those who claim to speak for Jesus, but who in reality are power seekers. In the Gospel reading today, we are called to be vigilant, to be ready to take every opportunity that comes our way to stand up for such people, to defend the values of the kingdom of God, to be peacemakers in the face of conflict. Today we honour all those who have answered the call to fight in the defence of the values of God's kingdom. We honour all who have given their lives in the service of their country, in the hope of building a better and more peaceful world for all people. We pray for those who gave their lives in two world wars and in numerous other conflicts. And we pray for those caught up in conflict today. We remember those injured through conflict, those whose lives were changed forever by their experiences. And as we honour them, we pledge ourselves to playing our part in building the kind of world for which they died, a world built on the values of the kingdom of God, a world governed by love, truth and justice, a world where all can live in peace with one another, a world where hope overcomes despair and differences are resolved through peaceful conciliation. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own parish, church, and the churches of our ministry area, that the Church may support the victims of war and violence and promote reconciliation between nations and peoples. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict and hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we welcome all who come to live among us, who have been displaced through conflict and terror. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all injured in the service of their country, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died, We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. We pray for those who gave their lives in war in the cause of peace and justice. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open to those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettigare, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I do hope very much that you'll be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Throne to save, bosomed of birth.
sin.